Later today, EirGrid, the operator of the national grid, will announce the results of the country's first auction for the generation of electricity from offshore wind farms. This marks a major milestone for the government's climate action plan, which calls for 7 gigawatts of electricity to come from offshore renewable sources by the end of the decade. To get some idea of the size of a gigawatt of electricity, think more than 400 wind turbines. The capacity to power 1 million homes for an hour. Or if movies are your thing, it took 1.2 gigawatts of power to travel through time in Back to the Future. Robert Charter, economics correspondent, is with us now. And Robert, what's happening today?
So today, Mary, it's a major milestone for a project that's been years in the works. And this is where the companies and the consortiums that applied for licenses to produce electricity offshore will hear what sort of terms and conditions are on offer from the government via EirGrid, which runs the national grid. So there are several projects which back in 2020 were selected. They were called relevant projects. There are projects that have been in the works for many years, some going back to the 1990s. And these are projects stretching from Dundalk Bay all the way down to Arklow and another project off the coast of County Galway. So once the price is set and the offer is agreed, then those companies have to apply for planning permission, which is not an insignificant hurdle. And there's a new planning body which is being set up to process all of those applications, called the Maritime Area Regulatory Authority. It's not quite fully up and running yet, but it's intended that it will be. And I suppose this is the phase of the project now where things should start to move quite quickly, because as you mentioned there, the government has this target under the Climate Action Plan of 7 gigawatts of offshore electricity by the end of this decade. Now these licenses that will be announced today, they're for 2.5 gigawatts, so you know, about a third or a little bit over a third of that target. So a big start to this big push for offshore electricity.
So essentially, as you say, an important step along the way today. These are the contracts to generate the electricity, and 6 companies bidding for what is essentially state support. Ultimately, this price will be reflected, won't it, in the bills that come into our doors?
It will, and the electricity market is fiendishly complicated when it comes to pricing, as we learned right throughout the energy crisis of the past winter. So the electricity price right across Europe is determined largely by the price of gas. Now, what these offshore wind farms should do is to lessen our dependence on gas, number one, in terms of just, you know, the amount of gas that's coming in, although there will still be a very significant, according to research, up to 80% of the gas that we're burning today will still be burnt at the end of this decade, because the amount of electricity that the economy will demand will have increased, but also because renewable energy needs a backup for the days when the wind doesn't blow. Obviously, putting generators offshore is going to increase potentially the amount of wind power that you can generate, because generally speaking, the further you go offshore, the more wind that you can harness. And so all of that should lessen our dependence on gas. And obviously, it also delivers the very important objective of reducing the amount of greenhouse gases that are emitted in the production of electricity.
And ahead of the announcements today, and just briefly, can you give us some indication of what that price will be? The Business Post, and we'll talk to Michael Brennan later, reporting at the weekend, it could be close to the cap, the €150 per megawatt hour.
Yeah, there was a 150 megawatt hour cap put in, but I wouldn't even begin to attempt to put a price on it, because these are all extremely complicated contracts when you start to dive down into the detail. And there's usually a minimum and a maximum cap that's put in. There's also lots of other clauses put in. For example, there's penalty payments if the generators don't generate the amount of electricity that they've committed to generating. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of things in there, and of course then there is the market price, inflation, all kinds of elements that are brought in. So it is actually quite difficult. And okay. These things are very complicated.
Fiendishly
so it's
complicated.
Hard to kind of say, well, what this will mean for people's bills.
All right. Well, Robert, thank you for unravelling some of that for us. And we'll do more a little bit later on. That's Robert Short, our economics correspondent there.